Inner Melbourne's nighttime economy has grown to $3.5 billion a year, driven mainly by increased activity in the food and entertainment sectors. Paddy O'Sullivan is the CEO of the Australian Hotels Association Victoria. Paddy, good morning to you. How do you know at what time of the day money's being spent?
Well, that's a good point. I'm not really sure, but certainly these results are great for Melbourne. And I'm not surprised because after dark, Melbourne is open for business. And I think it's a real credit to all the licensees, the hospitality industry, all the stakeholders that we get these sort of results.
I can tell you, Paddy, I meant to mention this to Burnzo the other day, that the one part of Melbourne that you don't want to be thriving at night, King Street, does not appear to be, to me, as busy as it has been in the past.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, and perhaps because some of the late-night venues have changed their orientation there. But these days, I think people reflect that there is a very safe feel in the city late at night. They know they can get home. We have 24-hour public transport. That's a real credit to the government's initiative to do that. And unlike other places like Sydney, we don't have lockouts. We don't have a violent venue register. We don't have the three strikes and you're out. We don't have illicit drug register. And we don't have all these other interventions that you'd see in unsafe cities.
And more inner-city residents.
That's it, yeah. Residents feel safe investing in properties in a city because some of the old issues that they used to face are no longer.
Maybe it's the presence of residents in cities that tend to assist safety.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, of course, we've got a really multicultural environment where people seem to feel safer without the threat that they used to have, perhaps. And overall, it's a really good result.
Good on you, Paddy. Paddy O'Sullivan, CEO of the Australian Hotels Association Victoria. Who was the last head of the Australian Hotels Association? Wasn't a chap called Carney, was it? Is it allowed to leave Ireland at any stage?